In front of one of the biggest crowds we've had at McNamara Stadium, Todd Field, in quite some time, the Hastings Raiders football team hosted homecoming 2019, taking on the Simley Spartans. Simley came into the game undefeated at 5-0, and the Raiders almost gave them their first blemish on their record. The Raiders, though, fell 17-14 in overtime, and as head coach Dana Strain of the Raiders told KDWA Sports, it's a bummer to lose those games.
It is. You know, that's the nature of sports, and that's part of what you sign up for. Nobody likes losing. It's not fun. It stings a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, I woke up this morning and started watching film, and like always, it's never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. And got a chance to watch North St. Paul, and so certainly their kids played their tails off, and we fell short, and we'll crank her back up this week.
After Simley scored early to take a 7-0 lead on Hastings Raider homecoming, the Raiders answered right back in a drive that culminated with a 6-yard touchdown run for Devin McSorley. McSorley had over 100 yards on the ground against Simley on Friday night. It was a great response, which included a huge fourth down pass to Jackson Kirkhoff to move the chains.
Yep, and a great response from our team and our entire offense there, and to get us into the end zone and get it tied up 7-7, that's big. Certainly, you know, had a couple things go against us on the defensive series, so we gave up the first score there, and so you don't want to play from behind, and our kids tied it up immediately after, which was, I think, big for us and a credit to our kids. And certainly the fourth down play is, you know, that's a pressure situation, and you got a bunch of high school kids out there, and for them to step up and execute the way they did was great to see. Kept the drive going, and then, like you said, we got Devin going into the end zone there, and Devin had a big night for us and was excited the entire week, kind of just envisioning what Devin was going to do, and Devin did it, and he played his tail off and played extremely well for us. And so great to see him get a reward back into the end zone, and great to see our guys respond the way they did.
The Raiders got the ball right back after a huge interception from Izzy Arnold to the score 7-7 in the first quarter.
Well, it was, and we knew turnovers would be big, and so we certainly were doing everything we could to create them, and Izzy makes a big play there for us, and he's been great for us all year long. He does so many things for us. He's on offense, he's on defense, he's on special teams, he's our core guy on a lot of our special teams, and he has a lot of responsibility on his plate every night, and he played extremely well for us. He's physical, and so, and then here he gets a finesse play where he gets a nice drop and gets the big pick, and no, it was a very big play for us and helps us turn the field back in our favor a little bit, and it was a great response after the score, as you said.
One of the defensive plays of the year for the Hastings Raiders football team happened right away in the third quarter as Simley was driving in for a touchdown, and it was a stop right on the goal line with 7 minutes to go in that third quarter. Instead of being 21-7, the game was still a one-possession contest at 14-7. As Coach Strain notes, it kept the Raiders in the game.
It was, and it was an important stop and an important time of the game, and just, you know, we've done that all year long, and, you know, I said it, I think, after the first week. It's funny how when you do something early in a season that it kind of becomes something that you end up hanging your hat on the rest of the way, and that's what our guys have done defensively all year, whether they're backed up on the goal line or in the red zone. They continue to fight and claw, and the majority of the time find a way to get off the field, and even in the cases where we don't, we're competing and making them earn everything that they get, and that's big. And, you know, so as we go forward and look forward to our last two and our playoff run, that's going to be huge for us to play in those types of situations and find ways to get off the field. Our kids have done it all year, and we'll continue to do it going forward.
The Raiders would tie the game with 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter on a pass from Dylan Wagner to Will Johnson, covering 47 yards for the touchdown, and the Raiders were thinking about going for two. There was a flag against Hastings that pushed the Raiders back, and that brought C.J. Brenny onto the field to kick the extra point, which he hit. The Raiders then played some great defense in getting the football back late in the game with just over 90 seconds to go, and some fans were left wondering why the Raiders were not aggressive in moving the football down the field in a tie game, even with no timeouts left, in trying to win the game instead of forcing overtime. Coach Strain on the Raiders' final drive of regulation.
We're backed up on about our own 20-25, and in a case like that, your goal is to manage the clock, and they had two timeouts left, and so our goal is to, we can spring a run and get a first down, then you go, because then you become the owner of the clock. So in that situation, when you're backed up, you know, an 80-some yard drive is going to be tough, and so I don't worry or question that. I thought we managed that the way we should. We had our opportunities a couple drives prior to that, and that's where we kind of had the field slanted our way and just fell short and got backed up there on the one when we were down around the 10 and got a holding call against us and got us backed out of field position there to take a shot at the field goal. And so looking back there with a minute left and no timeouts left, I'm not worried about how we manage that. You know, get it on the ground, get the clock going a little bit so they don't use their timeouts. And once you get one first down, which we eventually did, then you open it up and then you run your two-minute offense.
The Raiders unfortunately fell in overtime and also fell to 2-4 on the season. But the Raiders can still finish the regular season at 500 with wins against North St. Paul this Friday, and then the Wednesday after that at home against Apple Valley. But Coach Strain tells fans the Raiders have to get back to the grindstone at practice and be ready for the Polars Friday night.
We'll just go back to work like we always do and build on the habits that we formed and look forward to it. It's getting to be an exciting time of the season, and our kids are, you know, starting to become more aware of where we're at seating-wise and things of that nature. So we talked last night that we still probably have a pretty firm control of our future in terms of earning a bye and the section seedings and things of that nature. We're right now, we're the second-place team in the section in terms of, you know, record in the section. And so we just got to, you know, start stacking some wins back together here. This win this week here will be a big one because it'll be our first one outside the section. So we've got to add one there. And then we get a big one at home against Apple Valley, of course, which is another section team. So a couple of big games coming up for us. The first one, of course, is the one that we control is this week. So we'll get prepared to go on the road and play well and get back on the winning side.
That was head coach Dana Strain of the Hastings Raiders football team. Again, they will prepare for this Friday night's game on the road at North St. Paul. We'll have your pregame show here on KDWA Friday night at 6:15. Kickoff to follow at 7.